how can a moment of protest and isolation inspire creative rebirth? That's the question that renowned pianist Laura Downs is exploring in a new video series for NPR Music called Amplify with Laura Downs. It's a series of intimate conversations with Black musicians experiencing creative awakenings during this time of transformation and uncertainty. And Laura Downs is with us now. Welcome.
So nice to be here.
In your introduction to this series, you mentioned Harlem in the 1920s, a time when Black artists from around the country came together in one place. And you say something similar is happening now, even though we're all so isolated. How so?
I think rebirth comes out of devastation, you know, and this is a time of so much tragedy and loss. And I think that in the moment that we are losing so many things that we know, we are creating new things. And that's been something really fascinating to me about this time, because I've seen it happening since the beginning. You know, since everything shut down, new things have opened up.
Well, the first episode of the series is a conversation with singer-songwriter and banjo player Rhiannon Giddens. She's artistic director of Silk Road, and here she is talking about the role of artists in this moment.
There is a chance of a great spiritual awakening if we can find that path that is the path of kindness and inclusion. Because it's very easy to go down the other path of fear and exclusion. That's where art, I think, comes in, is that we need to lead the way down that path, you know, however we can.
Laura, it's such an interesting way of thinking about what artists, and specifically Black artists, can do right now.
You know, I think that what we're talking about really are stories, and the stories that we all share, and we might not know that we share them. And both of us feel so strongly that we find those stories deep in our American music. You know, the American music is where all of our histories and traditions and families come together. And I think that, you know, this path that we're talking about, it's a place to bring people together in shared experience and shared memory. So I think that a time like this is a time for artists to really step up and try to lead the way, as you say, you know, to pull people together in some sort of a unified way.
In the second episode of the series, you speak with Anthony McGill, who's a clarinetist with the New York Philharmonic. And over the summer, he shared a video when racial justice protests broke out around the country. This is a black and white video. He's standing in his home. And at the beginning, we have this very recognizable version of America the Beautiful. And then there's this unexpected shift. Why did you want to talk with him about this?
You can't not feel that. Just sitting here listening to it now, I'm feeling it again. Anthony is someone who has kept himself purely in the space of music. You know, he has this phenomenal career, and he's so devoted to being a musician's musician. And that day in May, that was 2 days after George Floyd was killed, he had this awakening, letting himself feel things about himself as a Black man, as a Black artist, as a Black citizen, and sharing those things, which he, you know, had not done until now. And so we talk about that moment when your artistry and your ambassadorship by virtue of being an artist collide with activism. And sometimes you don't see it coming. And when it comes, it, you know, it transforms you, I think, permanently.
Will you describe how that video ends?
So at the end, you know, after shifting into this minor key and taking us into this really dark and questioning space, he goes down to two knees and bows his head and just stays there in silence. And he posted the video to social media with a statement about taking two knees because one knee isn't enough, and asked fellow musicians to join him. And we all did. There were hundreds of videos that, you know, spoke to this feeling of wanting in our silent state, you know, in our state of isolation, to say something that was maybe the most important thing we'd ever said.
Let's listen to part of what he told you about his experience of making that video.
I was determined and I was obsessed that day with whatever this was. Maybe it was a cry out to the world. There were things that were that have been building probably for 30 years, actually, you know, in my mind and my spirit about these issues and about what to do about them.
What insight did you get from your conversation with him about how music can help us process what's happening in the world right now?
I think that what's coming out of these conversations is that it's such a personal thing. And this feeling of being in this moment is translating in really different ways for all of us. And as musicians, we've been doing what we do for a long time. We've been doing this since we were 4 years old, 6 years old. And when you let yourself in a moment like this, tap into what it all means, which is something that, you know we should do that every single day, but frankly, there's not always time. You know, you're doing your right. life, you're doing your work, right? Yeah. So now we have time. We can't go anywhere. We can't do any of the things that we know so well how to do. And so the new things that we're finding, I think they're just immensely powerful. That's why I'm thinking so much about the Harlem Renaissance and other great, you know, moments of cultural shift. I think we all come out of this with a much deeper feeling about the necessity of knowing why you do what you do.
Hmm. And so, apart from making this series for NPR Music, what has this time been like for you? And, you know, for the first time in your professional career, you're no longer hopping on a plane to a different city to perform every week of the year.
Yeah, I'm learning some things about being in today, standing still and being in today. I had, I think, my own moment of awakening during this whole thing in June. I went out of my house, really, for the first time. Black Lives Matter protests were happening here where I live in California, and I needed to be there. And there was this feeling of hope, and it was a really new feeling that I hadn't had for several months. And I went home, and I took out a vintage tape cassette deck, and I just started playing music that I was feeling out of that hope. It was music by Black composers. It was music that had been written in previous times of struggle and protest and change. And I just played it. And the dog was snoring and car doors were slamming outside. And I wasn't thinking about perfection. And I wasn't thinking about permanency. I was just being in that day in June. And that's a new place to be. And I don't think I ever go back from that.
Laura Downs, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Ari.
She is a pianist and host of Amplify, a new video series that you can find at nprmusic.org.